We found George Will, the senior columnist for News Nation, a senior contributor, and the Washington Post columnist. Welcome back, George. Nice to hear your voice. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good. Now, last time you said you were, what was it, motivated or thriving. You were thriving.
Thriving, yes, thriving.
I hope you're thriving.
I usually say, when people ask me how I am, I say I'm better than the country, but that's a low bar.
Well, now, the president spoke about that last night, and I want to ask you about that in Ukraine. First, score the president's speech for us.
First 10 minutes, A+, because it dealt with Ukraine, on which he and his Secretary of State, Blinken, have been superb in rallying nonviolent resistance through extraordinary economic pressure on Russia. The last 50 minutes was... Well, let me ask you a question. Is it possible to be disappointed by something that's utterly predictable? That is, the last 50 minutes were the normal State of the Union address. A laundry list of bills, most of them already considered by Congress and rejected. Some flights of rhetoric about the rich not paying enough and corporations being bad and punishing Big Pharma now that we've got over the fact that they rescued us with vaccines in record time. So I give you a bifurcated version.
First,
Ukraine,
go ahead.
Terrific. Yeah. The rest, pretty mundane.
Well, then, do you ever like State of the Union addresses?
I hate State of the Union addresses.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
Thomas Jefferson stopped the practice of going up there. He thought it was monarchical to stand above the legislature and lecture them. And no other president went to Congress to deliver a State of the Union address until Woodrow Wilson, who, of course, believed that it was impossible for people to hear too much of Woodrow Wilson. And then and the current spectacle was created really by Ronald Reagan, my friend and who I admired so much. But he's the one who started putting people up in the gallery and turning it into a political pep rally so that... whoever's president, the legislators of his party stand up on their hind legs and bray their approval when he says something, and the other party sits there looking sullen. It's become such a political spectacle that it seems to me utterly wrong for the military and particularly for the Supreme Court justices to attend.
I was somewhat touched by Stephen Breyer's hands. He held them up as if to say, don't applaud me. Then he brought them to his chest as if to say, I'm so grateful. And then he put his hands over his face for a flash because it seemed to be too much for him. Maybe that's to your point.
Well, but it was a grace note from the president, and it was nice to see. We have too few of those these days.
Talk to me about Ukraine and what you think happens next, George Will.
I think what people are looking at two things. There's very ominous speculation about the mental condition of Putin. It began with that hour-long rant before the invasion actually started, where he gave this cockeyed view of the history of Ukraine.
Yeah.
People watching him having these very strange meetings at one end of an extraordinarily long table with his interlocutors at the other end. People are worried about the man who has the largest nuclear arsenal in the world, larger than ours in terms of warheads. So there's at this point, there's some sense that once, and it won't be long, once the sanctions begin to take their terrific toll on the Russian economy, as the president said last night, the ruble is down, the Russian stock market's lost 40% of its value. Tremendous weapons, just as the president promised, were coming into play against Russia. Once these begin to bite, we need to find an off-ramp for Putin to get him back in his cage, as it were, and get his forces out of Ukraine.
I wonder if that's an agreement that the two eastern provinces he can have and maybe promise to take no more.
I hope not. Because I think the precedent of revising the borders of sovereign nations in the center of in Europe is a terrible one.
Yeah. George Will is a Washington Post columnist and a News Nation senior contributor. You see him there regularly, and We need to call you more often, George. We always appreciate your time and thoughts here.
Glad to be with you.